Well, when I finally got a new car, I had that old car for about 20 years. I loved that car, but finally died. And I got myself a brand new car. In this brand new vehicle I drive, I have this GPS tracking system. You might have one in yours. They're kind of interesting. You connect it to your phone, and then you type in the address about where you're going, and then the computer on the machine will talk to you and tell you, turn left here, turn right here, in 2 miles, make a left. They'll just explain your whole route for you. And I have to say, I've benefited from that greatly. I've learned the hard way that it's probably right most of the time. That when I think it's wrong and I try a different way, I end up regretting it. And so I have found that this is very useful. And I thought about that in terms of our journey to the heavenly kingdom. God is a lot like that GPS tracking system. It really is, because, you know, he gives us freedom. We're created in his image, and being created in the image of the God is being created with the capacity to receive love and to give love, because God is love. Scripture tells us God is love, first letter of John. So it has to be freely given, freely and freely accepted, which means that God gives us freedom of choice. We have to choose every day. And so on this drive to the heavenly kingdom, you know, we're the ones behind the wheel. We're the ones making the choices. Now, God is going to give us directions. He gives us directions in many different ways. But let's just say, taking the example of a GPS system, when we follow his directions, we may not understand them. We may think that there's a better way. We may think, well, maybe this isn't exactly the right way to go. And so we veer off the road. What does the GPS tracking system do? Does it give up on us? Oh, no. You pull off the road and go on a different way, it starts rerouting you right away, right? Yeah, it'll say, well, the following road, turn this way or this way. Sometimes it's trying to get you back to the original route, but if you've gone too far, it comes up with a new route. But it never gives up on you. Never. The only way you turn this thing off is if you get to where you're going, or you just shut the phone off, right? You just, that's it, done. Can't take it anymore. Well, that's how it is with God. If you choose to accept him and follow him, he's never going to give up on you. And no matter how many errant paths you may take on that road to the heavenly kingdom, he's going to be constantly sending you back on the path to him. We may not always understand it. We may not always appreciate it. We may get through a lot of traffic, just like you get in traffic and trains and all kinds of construction on a road trip. So too in our path to the heavenly kingdom, Jesus never said it was going to be easy. But he'll never give up on you, and his directions are true. And if we keep following his directions and his corrections that he makes for us when we err, we follow through on that, then we will arrive at a destination that will be well worth the trip.